Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, the topic is controlling your narrative. Now, I woke up this morning, groggy, stretching, and then I tried to remember, what was it that I was frustrated about yesterday? I knew that I was kind of on the edge of a funk and kind of feeling a little down, but I woke up and I couldn't remember why was it? And I searched, I'm like, oh, right, okay. I was being not very productive last week, and I was feeling bad about myself because of that. And I was having some health issues that started to kind of wear on me and make me worry about my age and my body falling apart. And so I went from this clean slate of the morning and put back on my issues. I put back on the thoughts and the filters of negativity that had caused me stress and distress yesterday. What? It's so crazy. I started to think about, I'm not under any contract from 20th Century Studios or Sony. I don't have some script that I have to do every day. I don't have to put on the drama of my historic narrative to make sure that I have continuity in the storyline. No. I think about life as this narrative where each day is a new episode in the story and it has to play on what happened yesterday. Like a Game of Thrones episode where the characters inherit all the strife and stress and obligations and negativity and bad relationships of the previous day, in the previous episode, the previous season. But life isn't really like that. Life is more like a crazy, wacky sitcom where you start the day, and sure, there's a lot of the same characters and there's a lot of the same sets, but you can have a totally different adventure depending on who's writing the script, which is you, and depending on where you place the focus. You could have some guest star character pop on set and have a wacky adventure and never see them again. Or you could have whatever the actor is that plays your romantic interest suddenly changes person mid-season. Way too often we fall into the habit of fulfilling the obligations of the script that we've been taught, we've been given by our culture and by our well-meaning teachers and parents and not well-meaning capitalist system that wants us to be consumers, wants us to feel not enough. And we don't have to listen to that script. We can listen to the deep internal divine cosmic script, and we can craft a script. Generally, we can do all three in some weaving of where we're at in that particular time. One thing that is important to remember, I just listened to a lecture by Jacob Glass where he said, keep this trick in mind. At any moment, you can say, the end. Any conflict, any relationship, any situation, any thought that is causing you anxiety, rather than stew on it and go, oh, I can't believe, you can just go, the end. Okay, new story. This person is not a part of the current story that I'm telling, that I'm a part of. And it goes way beyond that too. You can say cut, new scene at any time. And you can change the backstory. You can even start a new show. Let's say the old premise of your old show was, you're a down and out hustler doing what you have to do to survive. Your own doubt may be your biggest foe. Or you can go, that was yesterday's script that I was working from. Today's script is, his greatness is foretold in prophecy. Everything that happens to him is part of a grand plan. He is the chosen one, living his destiny. The obstacles are great, but our hero's thirst for adventure is greater. The narrative of our life is not linear. We can keep a hold of anything that gives us strength, anything about our past, anything about our history and our story that makes us feel more grounded in our truth, hold on to that. But you're allowed to be very selective. You are the editor. You're the writer. You're the director. You're the editor. You're in charge of the sound and music score. And by knowing you have that kind of control, you can say cut at any time. And you can take the footage and put it together in a way that makes your movie in line with the tone and the theme that you want to be playing, that you feel in alignment with. You could even make your movie or your story be like a soap opera, where a character that was died off turned out to be an evil twin. I'm telling this to myself as someone who occasionally falls into ruts. Has that ever happened to you? Where you find yourself beating yourself up because of a choice or decision or a lack of action that has happened in the previous day, in the previous week. And then suddenly the identity, the character that I play today begins with this backstory of disappointment. And there is no director that is making me obligated to do that. There is no script that calls on me to be consistent with a character I was playing yesterday that I don't want to play anymore. So, cut! I have begun a new script today. It is about a brave hero who, yes, takes time to be present and appreciate the now moment, and also embraces the adventure of the unknown obstacles that become a part of the grand adventure he shares with the world. Thank you for playing a supporting role, and oh so well done, by the way, a supporting character in this amazing new movie that may go till the end of the day. It may go until the end of my life. Preferably those being different things. And there's more to this idea of being in control of the timeline of your life. Because there are expectations about how long we should enjoy something, how long it takes to recover from something, how long we should grieve. In the news, Patton Oswalt, a treasure in terms of his comedic insight and wit, publicly shared the grief of his spouse dying in 2016. And it was courageous, and it was haunting, and it was such a privilege for him to share this journey of pain that he was going through. And then this week he announced that he was engaged to Meredith Salinger. And there was all this commentary, these twittering from people who didn't approve. The script in their head said that you should wait longer. You should grieve longer. He should not have love in his life so quickly after such a painful thing as losing his wife. What? That is crazy. That is crazy. To see someone finding happiness, finding joy, finding love, and saying, nah, that doesn't fit the way I think that you should experience love. That's like saying, I don't think the sex of the person that you love is correct. I don't think the things you do for fun are fun. I don't think the way your heart works is... What? God bless him. That is such a, even as important and courageous as sharing the path of pain is his courageous embracing of the now. He said, cut. I'm starting a new story. It's a love story. And even though I know there's going to be this backlash, according to people who think that I'm off script, fuck them, because the only real truth we have to follow is following our heart, following our joy. And what a role model to do so. Everyone who is following their heart and making their story about love is a hero. So make your story about love. That doesn't mean it's all about being happy all the time. Patton Oswalt is a role model for that as well. But even as he faced the dragons, at the end of, I won't say the end, he knew when a chapter is allowed to end because it's what his heart told him. He knew when a new chapter could start because it's what his heart told him. You are control. You are the director. You are the writer. You are the hero. And I'm stoked that I get to be in this grand play with you. I love you. I mentioned, are you a Game of Thrones character or are you a Rick and Morty character? And I use those two examples because Game of Thrones is one to me that is, the characters are rich and vibrant, but so anchored in all the upsets and pain and obligation and violence, not only of their life, but of their lineage. And so the narrative arc of Game of Thrones is very much, you know, follows the succession of these actions. And something that happened years ago, slighting someone could come back and cause, you know, the beheading years later. And so you cannot free yourself from this world, from this grand script that you're a part of, as a Game of Thrones character. However, Rick and Morty, which is my favorite thing on television, is a drawn cartoon situation comedy, sci-fi, hard to explain, but each episode begins with a premise that could be absolutely unique to the entire show. It may never come back again. There may be important characters that this whole show revolves around and then you never see them again. It could also, a character could turn out to be a alternate universe version of that character. And so the world of Rick and Morty, if you are a Rick and Morty character, you are not bound by anything historic or any previous decision you've made. You can create your reality based on the whims of your heart and your wit. So, be Rick and Morty, not a Game of Thrones character.